in dealing with the Holocaust as a subject matter for so many years, how you keep doing
it. It's hard. I had a couple of advantages. One, when I first started studying the Holocaust, I had young children. And young kids are life personified.
Yeah.
Christian Wright had not given innocent life a bad name. They are innocent life. I don't mean it in a theological sense. I mean it in a... my kids have a life force and zeal for life that is infectious. So you deal with them being precarious and precious, but you pay a price for it. And the other thing that's precarious, my kids pay a price for, especially my older kids. I'll tell you a funny story. It's only a Holocaust comic book, a funny story. Many years ago, we got 150 pounds of Cyclone B from a Polish company.
150 pounds. The museum.
And we then had something bizarre happen among the museum staff. Some idiot called EPA and asked them, how do you store 150 pounds of Cyclone B? 150 pounds of Cyclone B, you should know, in its original form, is enough to kill 300,000 people. So naturally, the EPA hit the panic button. He neglected to say that this had been Cyclone B. It was open to the public for 45 years. The gas had evaporated. It was in pellets. So he then threatened to sue the museum for his inability to function sexually working in the vicinity of Cyclone B. We then went to try to test the Cyclone B. And what happened is that the lab wanted $50,000 to set up a test.
Okay.
So the staff was going nuts. It was what I could call metaphysics of evil that resided in this material. So I went off, I relieved everybody of their responsibility for dealing with the Cyclone B. I went off one night to our warehouse. I put the Cyclone B in the back of my van and I took it to my home. Put it in the garage, put it behind all the kids' sports and junk, you know, the skis and the sleighs and the, you may have grown up in Miami, so you don't know.
No, New Jersey.
Okay.
So.
Well, you had skis and sleighs and sea boots and this and that, the other. All behind that, where I figured nobody would ever know it was there, and left it there. And never told my kids where it was. And what happened, which was interesting, psychologically interesting, in the museum, is the subject as to where it was became taboo. Nobody mentioned anything about it. And it was sort of nobody wanted to know about where it was, what happened to it, etc. And
I guess the EPA just...
We then had it tested for $12 by Yale, and they came back, and if you ate the pellets, it would hurt you. But if you ate any rocks, it would also hurt you.
Okay.
There was no danger involved in it at all. And I gave no other thought to it till my daughter was writing college essays. And she wrote an essay on what it was like to grow up where Cyclone B was right next to your ski boots.